This is Vatican Radio. Pope Francis presides his first ordinary public consistory in St. Peter's Basilica later this morning, creating 19 new cardinals. 16 of them are under the age of 80 and therefore eligible to vote in a conclave to choose the next successor of St. Peter. Three of them are older, chosen for their distinguished service to the Holy See and to the Universal Church. Pope Francis's personal picks of the men he wants to be cardinal reflect the universal nature of the Catholic Church, and many come from the continents where it's growing the fastest or has long held significant influence. When he announced the consistory at the Angelus back in January, the Pope said the new cardinals come from 12 nations from every corner of the world. Just like he is the Pope who came from far away, six of the men chosen come from Francis's native Latin America, home to nearly half of the world's Catholics. Two others are from Asia, South Korea and the Philippines, and two from Africa, Burkina Faso and the Ivory Coast. Known to some as the Pope of the Poor, Francis handpicked a bishop from one of the world's poorest nations, Haiti, to be that country's very first cardinal. Then there's another cardinal to be from the tiny Caribbean nation of St. Lucia. It's a sign, too, that he wants to give voice to some of the smallest realities of the Church. Some of the men are old friends of Pope Francis. One is his new Secretary of State, Pietro Parolin, the Holy See's former nuncio to Venezuela. Only six are from Europe and just four from Italy, breaking with a long-held tradition. Though one comes from Canada, none are from the United States. With today's consistory, 122 cardinal electors under the age of 80 will be present in the college out of a total of 218. And for the first time, the representation is evenly balanced between 61 from Europe and 61 from the rest of the world. I'm Tracy McClure.